Recently, a group of PS8 parents and students got to see an early screening of Harry Potter, The Goblet of Fire. What was this about? Let's see who can help us.
Hey, can I ask you guys, why you're here tonight?
We're here to see Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Are you really excited about this?
Yes.
Have you seen all the other films?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Okay, are you excited about seeing this
one?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm afraid.
You're a little afraid? So, have you read all the books?
Yeah.
So there is a bit of excitement. And I asked Seth Phillips, principal of PS8, what's going on?
So what's going on here?
What's going on here? We're having a film premiere of Harry Potter to launch, you know, as a fundraiser, to launch our own film project for schools for our 4th and 5th graders. So we're really looking to, you know, to start up a film program. We found that, you know, when we talk to everyone, everyone says that it's like they really caught the bug when they were really young, 4th and 5th grade, when they first really wanted to start doing these things. So we thought, why not give it a try? It's all part of what we've been doing with the magnet school and trying to develop people's interests. And this is just a wonderful thing. And we've been so fortunate to get people like Steiner Studios and all these other people trying to help us. It's been great.
How about the school district and the Board of Ed?
Everybody has been just tremendously supportive, and I think they were looking forward to this event more than we were in some ways. They've been so excited. They're bringing their kids. They're having people come, and it's just yet another one of these events that's just such a nice feel to it. That's great.
So what's the roadmap like? When do things really get going?
When do we roll out? Well, I think, you know, first it's about getting the equipment, and I think the spring is when we'll start rolling it out, and it's almost like prepping for the next year, so you have a whole full year for the next year.
Now, is this going to be a program that students sign up to take part in, or is it going to be a large group collaborative thing?
We've been flirting with both models. I mean, with the interest-based model, either doing it after school or during cluster enrichment clusters, we've also been playing with just doing it in the class. I think we're leaning at this point doing more either after-school program or enrichment cluster, because it's back to those people who are really interested and are going to produce better products, and that's really what we want.
And then we heard from Elaine Goldberg of the Board of Ed about her feelings for a film program in New York City elementary school.
Next to my husband, the thing I love most in life are the movies. And so the fact that you're starting a film program, I think it's so wonderful for kids. Kids love film. You can teach all the literacy devices through film, theme, plot, character, motivation. It's just a wonderful vehicle, and it's a phenomenal art form.
Are you ready for when this spreads like a virus throughout the elementary schools in New
York
City?
I think it should spread like a virus.
So can we pull this off? David Marquis of Marquis Studios has some thoughts on this and how creative programs work in public schools.
I think that a film program at PS8 will be quite an extraordinary achievement. Because when you think of film programs, you think of high schools, you think of colleges, you think of NYU. You don't think of a film program at an elementary school. And in fact, the kids can learn so much. When I was in high school, I was in a film program, and we had so much fun, and we learned. It was a really good way to learn how to organize your thoughts, having to actually lay out a storyboard and everything was great.
How do you see a program like this growing in an environment where it's never been done, at least in New York City?
Well, I think it's got a natural potential for, not even a potential, it's filling a need, it's filling a gap, because you're going to have kids who will do this work, and then they'll carry their tapes as portfolio to their middle school, to their high school. I mean, you want your kid to get into a school like Stuyvesant, and they show up with, oh, here's my reel. It'll be fantastic.
And obviously, the parents are excited about this. So I asked Laura what she thinks about it.
What do you think about this? We're filling up a theater for the film program.
I think it's fantastic. It's very exciting. It's in the heart of New York City. And it's very high caliber.
And finally, I asked some young entertainers who are on hand to help kick the event off how they felt about kids getting involved.
Introduce yourselves and tell us why you're here.
Yeah, well, we're Huckapoo. Okay. And we're here just to promote our CD, which is coming out sometime early next year.
Great.
And to watch the movie and just have a great time.
Cool. Okay. What do you think about young kids, elementary school kids, getting started in stuff like filmmaking and music and that sort of thing?
Oh, I think that's amazing. I think that anything in the arts, I think that kids who have that dream and that goal should just go for it no matter what people say. Even if they say it's crazy, just stick with
great.
It.
So there you have it. A fine night out to kick off the new film program at PS8. Stay tuned for Making Magic.